So the U.S. immigration, in its infinite wisdom, it is starting to offer a third gender option on the citizenship form. Male? No. Female? Nope. X marks the spot. That's for you. And that's available if you're coming into the United States as an illegal immigrant. X marks the spot. Let's get into it. Here we go. I find this one to be just absolutely absurd. You are either male or female, especially for citizenship. How you came into this world, that's what we're going to put down on your citizenship paperwork. That's how it should be. Instead of this, just choose what you want to be. It'll be fine. That doesn't count. That's make-believe, right? That's just make-believe. It's just people making stuff up. I was watching a video. Somebody was reading a book. It was the entire alphabet with the first letter that signified different, sexual orientations. Some of the things in there I had never heard of. Sexual orientation, Zay, Zem, and you're like, what? What? Nah, you got two sexes, period. You got two sexes. And this whole, gender is a fluid. No, it's not. It's really not. It's not fluid at all. It's male or female. Everybody knows that. Anybody else who wants to go down a different direction, like the U.S. immigration, but it makes me think that U.S. immigration is throwing this out there to further confuse things. I mean, that's what I come up with. Let's read the story, see what they say. I'm going to have to go with, there's going to be some shenanigans in here. Some shenanigans. Immigrants to the U.S. can now decide that they are not female or male. Oh, okay. All right. Strong start. But a third unspecified gender when applying for citizenship. Unspecified. Which sex organs do you have? Unspecified. What's that? Yeah. Do you have one or not? Pretty clear, right? Yeah. So I got the X. That's not the X chromosome. That's the X marks the spot on your citizenship paperwork. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services revised its N-400 application. Yeah, it's right here. I looked it up for you, so you don't have to. It's so bad. Provides third gender option on form N-400. Well, that's some bogus nonsense because there isn't a third gender. But if you want to kid yourself and play make-believe, okay, that's horrible on an immigration status. Naturalization form to provide applicants with the option of selecting another gender identity labeled X, it announced on Monday. Historically, USCIS forms and associated documents have only offered two gender options, male and female. Huh, that's shocking, isn't it? Yeah, the good old days. Yeah, remember back when we only had two sexes? Yeah, this has created significant barriers for requesters who do not identify with either of those options. Strip them down, see what they got, mark that on their paperwork. I don't know. Is that outrageous? I don't think so. I mean, you get stripped down when you go into prison, right? You hiding anything in there? I need you to bend over. Looks good. Yep. Looks good. All right. Yep. No crack in there except for the crack. Yep. This doesn't have to be. This is ridiculous. Limiting benefit requesters to two gender options also creates administrative challenges for USCIS when we receive birth certificates or other official government-issued documents with a gender other than male or female. I don't care. Figure it out. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And go with that. Put that down. This whole thing is, what are you? What do you identify as? I identify as this. Oh, no, I identify as this. Seeing more and more statistics on people that really regret having the sex change. Is that not shocking? I mean, how horrible. Yeah, I really regret that. I don't have one. Or I don't have them. I mean, it's terrible. Yeah, I wish I could get them back. Yeah, not a good call. Yeah. They told me that gender fluidity is, it's a thing. And I was working through my teens and I just decided, take it all off. It's going to be great. It's going to be the best thing ever. The people you see trying to convince themselves that this is going to be the greatest thing ever, and you just know, all right, psychologically, that's going to have an impact on them, obviously, for the rest of their lives, and not necessarily a good one. The government claimed that by adding the third gender option, officials can ensure that identity documents and biographical data are accurate. I'm sorry. What? What are you talking about? That makes no sense at all. Let's really confuse things and not put down whether they're male or female. Because, you know, some non-binary option? Well, what are you going to be looking for? Well, we're looking for a non-binary. Well, I mean, yeah. But is it male or female? Oh, no. You got X on this paperwork here. Go out and find X. They noted that for the move to revise the form is consistent with the stance of federal and some state governments. Some state governments. Yeah, probably mine. Probably Washington State. Florida? Probably not so much. Texas? I'm going to have to say no. Probably not so much, right? As well as efforts to break down barriers in the immigration system. And why are we breaking down barriers in the immigration system? Those barriers are there for a reason. Why are we doing that? You know what I mean? And reduce undue burdens in accessing immigration benefits. These are the shenanigans I'm telling you about. Reduce undue burdens in accessing immigration benefits. What are you talking about? By making them an X on their paperwork, that's going to do that? Okay. All right. Yeah, you can't just figure it out and put it down for them? No, Sean, that is not inclusive. That is not inclusive enough. We need more inclusivity. Non-binary immigrants, how is that even a thing? I'm asking for a friend. Non-binary immigrant, no. No, we're not accepting any of those. Nope. But, you know, when you bring through 11 million people, even if they're coming from other countries, and maybe that's why they're running from their countries, because they're being hunted down, because they don't accept that type of, you know, life decision. I'm going to identify as a Tonka truck. You know what I mean? Non-binary immigrants do not need to provide any documentation to support their decision. Non-binary. I mean, we all know that's the truth, right? We all know that that's the deal. People are just making this stuff up. Just, I am this, Zemze, Zender, Zuda, whatever, Tonka truck, you betcha. And the gender an applicant selects on the form does not need to match the gender marker on other official documents like their birth certificate, passport, or state ID. How does that help anything? Yeah, it gets them their benefits. Aren't they getting their benefits pretty easily, whether they're male or female? Aren't we just handing those out like candy in all these cities? Isn't that what's going on? Oh, I mean, with the exception of Denver, which is going back on its word, right? And New York City and Chicago and DC. Yeah, they've all realized, the numbers in the budget are not looking good. However, applicants that do select the X option may be required to visit a Social Security office to update their citizenship status or obtain a Social Security card, officials warned. Ugh. You Xers, you non-binary people, you're going to have to go to a Social Security office. You have to give a little update, do a little updating. How hard is that? These people are just going to run around and do their thing, aren't they? And with some of these hearings out as far as 2031, I mean, we are just creating shenanigan after shenanigan scenario. We just are. We're literally in the process of doing it in real time. What could go wrong with all of this? They said the Social Security Administration is also working on ways to add a third gender option, and other immigration forms may be revised in the future to allow for gender identity. I'm a hard no-go on this one. What do you guys think? Yeah, hard no-go. No, yeah, no. You're immigrating, male or female, which one? Choose, pick, X, that's not an option. No. Could you imagine? Can you imagine like 50 years ago? Somebody going to a border, you know, going to immigration and saying, I'm non-binary. You'd be like, what? No, it's male or female. You got to pick one. I'm non-binary. We don't really care what you identify with. This is what you are. Go into the bathroom and check it out yourself. You'll see that I'm right. The move to add the third gender identity comes after the U.S. Department of Homeland Security said it, too, was working on expanding gender options. Why do we need this? Why do we need this? Because when you're, it's a security issue, you need to be able to find somebody for doing something bad. The X option doesn't really work. It's not really a thing. Yeah, we're looking for that non-binary. The agency asked for public input on barriers to the benefits and services and found that the evidentiary requirements associated with gender marker changes created barriers for individuals. Why don't we just give them a huge stack of cash the minute they break through into our country illegally? Just give them a huge old stack of cash. Just make it rain on them. Just make it. Why don't we do that? I mean, effectively, that's what we're doing. Yeah. This stuff is just, it's mind-blowing that this is literally our reality. This is what our government is doing. Now, why are you doing that? Yeah. But Matt O'Brien, former chief of the National Security Division, here comes Reasonable. He's going to point out some shenanigans himself, isn't he? Said the move to include a third gender is a disaster waiting to happen. I would second that. All right. So look at these photos. Now just take that. Here's the rush of the border at El Paso. Take a handful of these people. They're bad hombres because essentially statistics say, based on the data and the science, my governor used to like to say, and so many people get that 45th jab, get that update, make sure you're good. And then they get the Rona. The rest of us are like, look at you. Based on the data and the science, you know, a certain percent of these people are going to commit crimes. Just are. It's sociology. It's humanity, right? Now we're running after them, chasing them, and they're a X-gender? Yeah. I mean, they should, you know, if you want to play that game, that's fine, but they should have their real sex. And by their real sex, I mean the one that they're brought into the world as. Not changed. Not surgery. I got new ones. Look at me go. I'm a woman. Not really. Not so much. And do not be going into the, if you're a dude, do not be going into the women's restroom or the women's locker room. Talked about that. And hard no go on that one. There was a case up in Alaska where, you know, a female ratted out a man shaving in the women's locker room. Well, there was like a 12-year-old girl cowered in the corner because she's like in a towel. What do I do? There's a man right there. So the woman told on the man in the women's locker room. She had this was at Planet Fitness, the purple gym. She had her membership revoked. You can't do that. Non-binary. He associates as non-binary. It's part of the LGBTQ, you know, community. Therefore, he can walk into the women's locker room and do a little shave of that 5 o'clock shadow so he can get onto his next meeting and, you know, scope out the 12-year-olds in the corner cowering in a towel. It's what we're doing. That was in Alaska. Not good. Hard no-go on men in the women's locker room or restroom. Yeah, that's a no-go. Those are fighting terms, right? I mean, you see that happening. Like, nope, we're not doing this. That's nope. Grab them by the scruff of the neck and you're out of here, junior. And then you lose your gym membership. Yeah. This update will now enable people with nefarious intentions to add another layer of complexing to the vetting process, obscuring their sex. 100% agree. This update, I mean, it's already hard enough to vet people who come from places that use non-Roman alphabets. So you come from China and you choose to, you know, have X marks the spot. Yeah. How easy is it going to be to find that person? No. Rather than spending their time vetting immigrants for possible threats, officers will now have to waste time tracking down birth certificates without knowing whether they are searching for a male or a female, he explained. That is not that hard to figure out, is it? No. You see this coming from a mile away and you're like, why are we doing this? It does seem like it's to further muddy the waters. And the more you muddy the waters, the more people you get in because you can't banish them from the country. They're non-binary. Yeah. Ken Cuccinelli, a former director of UCSIS, that's customs or whatever it is, you know, bringing people into the country illegally, who later served as the acting Deputy Secretary of Homeland Security under Trump administration, also expressed concern. Love that word. Got some concern on this. It's overwhelmingly radical, woke, political virtue signaling, but it will make law enforcement more difficult with each individual. Straight up, who are we looking for? Don't really know. That does not help things. Does not help things. It hides the fact that you got people in the country that shouldn't be here, and you've just got one more, you know, step to take. All right. We're looking for not a man, not a woman, but a non-binary. And I have no idea how to pronounce his name because it's a bunch of symbols. The current priority of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services isn't to fix the mass illegal immigration crisis. It's to introduce a third gender option on their forms, former Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy said. It's so true. It's so true. Let's not cut down on all the people coming into the country illegally. Let's give them a third gender option. Now let's just make this a little bit more confusing. Sarah Fields, the president of the Texas Freedom Coalition, also claimed that gender ideology is destroying our country, literally. I believe that. We have gone way too far down some of these roads. You know, just the making up of all these different sexes and different ways you identify yourself. You're playing make believe. You're just throwing some stuff out there that I don't believe is based on any, you know, semblance of reality. So it's really difficult to be this bad on the border crisis and yet find another way to be even worse. This was Chad Prather, the host of Chad Prather Show podcast. You know what? We are seeing in real time how to make it worse. We're literally doing. But the USCIS insists that the change to the forms will have no effect on its screenings and vetting process. Uh-huh. Rightio. How are you going to know? Well, what are you looking for? What's going on? How do you measure the number of men and women when you've got a third option that doesn't identify either one? You know, what do the numbers look like? You're just cooking the books. USCIS remains committed to the integrity of the immigration system, and it's maintaining a key identity verification, such as biometric submission, fraud prevention procedures, yada, yada. That's a bunch of nonsense. You're throwing out a third sex or a third way to identify your sex. What are you even doing? I mean, and this is the government. It's the government doing this. This isn't just some crazy left, you know, wing, just nut job. Not like the nut jobs that we've got here in Seattle that are continually mixing things up. And, you know, they just create massive headache for everybody else because everybody else is trying to go in a direction. You got these nut jobs. Yeah, let's let the illegals come in and pick their sex. If they don't identify with one, give them a third option. What could go wrong? Thank you so much for joining this podcast. Love to have you as a subscriber if you haven't already. Hit that like button if you enjoyed this content. Hit the notification bell. We're dropping two videos a day, Monday through Friday, one on Saturday, one on Sunday. Live streaming Tuesdays and Thursdays. Thanks again for being here. I'll catch up with you in the next one. Bye for now.